When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you seen what was up your sleeve? Did you use it or?
I don't know. What's up yours?
Jason Leisure is kicking Matt Eberflus's ass.
I don't know if I really look at it that way, Jay.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at the Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
You are right about miserable Jason Leisure. He joins us now.
I feel like Stu Gatz doesn't really like this segment.
I think you're great. I think you're miserable.
It might be the one thing that you and I have in common is that we both don't like this segment.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
You want to believe that they're telling you the truth and what they're saying is straightforward. But that, of course, isn't how it works here.
Jason Leisure.
You got to feel like a proud father. Your kid's just growing up right before your eyes. But watch Caleb. He's going to scan the whole field. Wants to take a shot down the field. He sees it. He sees it. No way. The internal clock goes off and dumps it to the flat. Another positive first down play.
About the more subtle decisions, maybe the turnovers are obvious when we see that, but just recognizing what was available.
Yeah, we always talk about how big checkdowns are. Being able to steal a third down is kind of what we call it. I think we did well with that as a group.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Read his work in the Sun-Times. He's a good man and thorough, and he joins us now on Spiegel and Holmes. Mr. Leisure, thanks for stopping by. I wanted to talk with you about the run game a little bit. We saw DeAndre Swift look as good as he's ever looked as a Bear. Why?
Well, there's three main components that go into the run game, and it's Shane Waldron, what he calls. It's their offensive line, how they block it. And then it's Swift, what he does with those situations. And you're looking at some things that had been pretty good for a long time before Shane Waldron got here. So you kind of start with him in your investigation of what has gone wrong here. Because this used to be the only thing the Bears were good at, Lawrence, the last 2 years. This was the one thing they could do is they could run. And a lot of that offensive line is back. And DeAndre Swift was a really good running back on a better team with a better O-line and everything, a more balanced offense last year. So I tend to think it doesn't start with either of those things. And it might start with calling read options on fourth and goal at the one. And Shane Waldron called from the start. You could see he was going to call a much more conventional game. And I know that that's not artsy and fun and creative, but sometimes things are conventional because they work. And there was a lot more just kind of straightforward, or putting a fullback in there. And really, credit to Shane Waldron, because he didn't have a fullback. That's not something that they can just throw somebody in there on Sunday and say, I forgot, we don't have a fullback. Let's put Gerald Everett in there or Doug Kramer. That's something they have to work on. That's a creative solution to an injury problem. If you look at Swift's biggest run of the game, the 36-yard touchdown, I think it was, that's an example of everything working right. It's a good play call. You have Braxton Jones and Coleman Shelton getting really good movement, 2 yards or more up the field and blocking linebackers. You have Cole Kmet taking care of whoever the defensive end was on that play. And then the right side of the line moving everything that way. Huge hole. Swift wasted no time getting in there. Once he got to the next level, he had linebackers blocked off and he was gone. He got to use his speed. That's a perfect example of good call, good offensive line, and really good decision-making in the moment by DeAndre Swift.
Before we go back to Waldron, let's stick with Swift for a moment. Jason, do you think he ran a little more directly, a little more north-south, maybe even in the second half of this game? It's what it felt like watching it. When you look at the film, do you see a little more of that? And I wonder if that's by design or because he got a lather going or what that was about, if indeed you noticed it.
No, I did right away. I think first play of the game, he was doing that. You saw him 6 yards on the first play of the game. I think maybe 2 yards on his next carry, but it was all forward. It was a lot more up and down rather than shifting, looking for the big play. It was just barreling ahead, taking some yards. And he didn't have, if I have this right, he didn't have a negative yards carry until I think midway through the fourth quarter. So if you go that way, I mean, he's had games where you're sitting there and he's got 6 carries for -5 at one point in the game. If you just start ahead and stay ahead and just keep taking yards, I don't love them being in 3rd and 6, but I like it a lot better than 3rd and 13.
How do you view the meetings that took place last week? Because Speaks and I have kind of found this place where we think that it's a positive, and not just because they won, but because it shows that the line of communication goes both ways.
I think it's good that players are speaking up. It's good that Caleb Williams is speaking up. I don't think it's as dramatic as it maybe was made to look last week. I think it was pretty routine of what happens. Although the one thing I would say is different is everything is increasing with Caleb Williams every week, including not just his accuracy or his decision-making, his game prep, things like that, but also his input, his ability to speak into the game plan and to tell Shane Waldron, hey, we need more of this, less of this. And now Shane Waldron is ultimately the guy that's going to call the plays. And, you know, this isn't a movie. This isn't Varsity Blues. Like, whatever play Shane Waldron calls, Caleb is going to run. But getting some more input, being a little more assertive during the week, which he said he was last week, is a good thing for the collective. It's good for Shane Waldron to know what his quarterback wants him to call.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And I don't necessarily see, I don't see the listening to it as a weakness at all. Like, whatever it takes to get the collective to where they need to get to, as long as they kind of don't lose respect for each other in the process. So, like, where do we go from here? Continued collaboration. As long as there is success, I wonder, do you see a negative at all in terms of where we go from here now that that kind of communication has been established?
Not at all. And the thing I like the most about whatever happened last week, however you want to characterize it as players speaking up or getting more feedback to Shane Waldron, was that it seemed to originate from the players. And then Shane Waldron was receptive to it. This is a lot different than a few years ago, Matt Nagy kind of going around with a suggestion box, basically, of saying, hey, what do you guys think's not working? Because I can't figure it out. I can't find the whys. Have you seen them? This was a lot more coming from the players, particularly from your rookie quarterback, saying, this is what we need to run for my comfort level.
Yeah, the whys. I mean, I always thought that New City was a really good one, a New City YMCA.
Southside Y.
Southside's great. The one up on Irving Park, I don't love because that's where I tore my ACL playing hoops.
Southside Y, I think, is the standard right there on 63rd and Stony.
It's too bad that Nagy could never find him. He might have lasted a lot longer.
I could have helped him out with that. It's right by the new Obama Center. It's right there.
He didn't ask. He didn't have the humility to ask. He needed.
I took swimming lessons at the Taylor YMCA in Elgin, Illinois. Man, I grew up playing pickup basketball.
See, he could have asked any one of us, and we could have told him.
Show you why.
Yeah, you damn right.
Were you as aggressive with Matt Nagy as you were with Matt Eberflus at times, Jason Leisure?
Were you not here?
It is the truth.
For real?
No, maybe it's just the Eberflus stuff. It was more memorable from last year. I'll have to go back. I got to be honest. I got so exhausted by Matt Nagy, like the last year and a half of Nagy. He was like, he was a teacher on old Peanuts cartoons to me. He was a trombone. That's all he was. So
it was he and Matt Eberflus, both of them give you a lot of non-answers at the podium, but at least Matt Eberflus keeps it shorter. At least it's not 3 minutes of, you know, and usually the first sentence or two from Matt Nagy would go toward whatever you asked. It'd be a non-answer in relation to whatever you asked.
Yeah.
And then he would kind of curve into this canned speech about the whys and about everything else. The thing about Matt Nagy, I feel like I actually did let up on him at the end because it was such a bizarre situation where we all kind of figured he was getting fired all the way back to week three after that Cleveland game. And then it was a virtually done deal by mid-November or so. But they're not going to actually fire him then. So he's going to come out there every day for 2 months. And everybody knows he's going to get fired. And our questions oftentimes were under the premise of, hey, we know you're not going to be here, but what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And it was kind of this open secret between us and him that and he's still coming out there and talking every week. And I remember they lost, I think it was a Monday night game at Soldier Field to the Vikings, one of those typical 17-9 or 17-12 Bears games that I've watched my entire life. And I remember him giving some kind of answer about, yeah, it's just not working. This isn't working. And my follow-up question was along the lines of, well, Matt, you say that all the time. Like, well, how have things changed? And he goes, yeah, I don't know. They just haven't. It's on me. And I remember walking out of there thinking, this is with two or three games left, Matt. I remember walking out of there thinking, like, it's done. I don't need to keep doing this. I don't need to keep beating this guy over the head with his failures. Like, it's decided already.
This segment with Jason Leisure is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. So the Bears have this good week of them running the ball, and a lot of it did happen after Tevin Jenkins got hurt. But I'm wondering, going forward, how big a deal is that?
It's a pretty big deal. Also, we didn't mention this, but they had a really good week running the ball against, I believe, the worst run defense in the NFL.
Dead last, yeah.
That helps. Now, any progress, any sign of life in that running game is a good thing for the Bears, but you do have to have the full context of what they did and what they were playing against. And this should be a favorable week for them, too, with Carolina. I always want Tevin Jenkins on the field. I think he has been, over time, he's been their best offensive lineman, which is remarkable because he got overdrafted at a different position by a different administration. There was a point, I think 2 years ago it was, we were in training camp thinking, I this guy might be straight up cut. I just don't see where they're going to play him. And then he moves to guard and makes a career out of it and will have a career out of that. I would want him on the field no matter what. Offensive line is a little weird because sometimes it's about the combination. There's been times where a backup plays, and it's not that he's better than the starter. It's just something fits better with that guy in there. You might be seeing a little bit of that with Matt Pryor. I know it was temporary, but that happened a few years ago with the Bears with Sam Mustipher playing, I think, center or guard for them. When he came in, things seemed to work a little bit, but there's just certain combinations that work. But I would always prioritize having the talent in there, and Tevin Jenkins is at the high end of what talent they have on the offensive line.
It feels like a tricky week to dissect the defense, frankly, because they got gashed for a while. Some guys were very, very open, and we talked about it with Jalen Johnson yesterday and some good conversation. And Kyren Williams and the Rams ran the ball pretty well for a while. But Jervon Dexter made some flash plays, and Montez Sweat showed up big. Yeah, he was being blocked by a tight end and wide receiver, but he showed up big and made splash plays that mattered. What did you take away from the defensive line effort this week, yeah, Jason?
Well, Montez was in there on a bunch of plays, too. I love all these advanced metrics that we have now where it's not just simplified down to sacks or quarterback hits or things like that. This is something that really has been on my radar with Montez Sweat all season, going into the season. He is their single highest paid player, Matt. He has got to play like that. And when you look back to the last time they had a dominant pass rusher in Khalil Mack, Khalil Mack, man, they thought of everything to neutralize him. Chips, double teams, triple teams, whatever. And he still got his production. This, you can't be some kind of loose, ambiguous, he's doing better than you guys think. When you're talking about a $25 million a year pass rusher, you have to produce. You have to be a game-changing player who gets sacks, who puts the other team in second and 18 or something like that, or forces really bad interceptions or strip sacks, whatever. And Montez Sweat, if he wants to be an elite pass rusher, that's what he's going to have to do. And I think he has done that pretty well so far this season.
We will see you on Thursday. You'll be here in studio filling in for Speed.
Thank you, Jason. Enjoy yourself.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity. And for, maybe it's better that we're not in there together, Matt. I don't know if that room is big enough for the two of our egos.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of stuff to work through. It's going to be a long season. We got a lot of stuff. I know you're very strong-willed. You believe some things that I have a problem with. I'll talk about it with you off the air.
Yes.
Good
off,
sir.
Yes. You guys, and then you guys are going to talk with Shane Waldron. And it'll be fine.
I have a leadership council meeting.
That's key.
The leadership council has 75 people on it. I think Larry Mayer is on the leadership council.
I saw him on the sidelines this past Sunday. He's definitely on the leadership council. And who doesn't want to be led by Larry Mayer? Jason Leisure, we will see you soon. Thank you very much.
See you guys.
See, you make make a joke like that, and then people think, oh, you're doing that score thing where you're talking about the meetings is a bad thing. Meetings are a good thing. We're both there. Just as a reminder, meetings are a good thing. There is no downside to communication. In fact, it's really good and helpful.
And Larry Mayer is a good man and thorough.
God.
Speaking of which, like the outpouring of affection for Dikembe Mutombo has been well-earned in his life. We need to talk about that because it's one of those things that, you know, we hadn't really have room for in yesterday's show. I'm glad that you decided to make room for it in today's.
Well, and his connection with one of our greatest athletes of all time was palpable, and there's some good audio to illustrate that as well.
We'll do that next here on The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff Event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff Event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.